Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hi, this is Nakia, and this is my KUTX. That's right, I'm going to be your DJ for the next hour, playing you songs that have inspired me to create a new album called Blues Grifter that comes out Friday the 17th, and I am really excited to give you a glimpse into the many songs that inspired me, the artist who wrote them and recorded them, and occasionally their connection to Austin.
I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. He keeps everything in the barnyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. Watch out all you kinfolk, my little red rooster's on the prowl. I tell you that he keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. Keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard laying eggs for nobody else. Send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
Little Red Rooster by Sam Cooke. That tune originally written by Willie Dixon and covered by Howlin' Wolf. Everybody's done it. The song was originally offered to Sam's brother, LC, who passed on it and said, nope, that one's for Sam. And he really did a great job on it and brought in a very young Billy Preston on organ, who you hear there imitating the sound of dogs barking in the background, which I think is amazing. When I first came into knowing about this song was when I was in the band Nakia and His Southern Cousins, and we used to cover this song all the time, and this was kind of before everything was on the internet. So I always thought it was Billy Preston and Ray Charles, but it's actually pianist Ray Johnson who is answering Billy Preston. Next up is where I really dug into this idea of making a blues record, and that is the classic Muddy Waters tune, I'm Ready. The old Chess Records label, Muddy Ready recorded this several times, including a Grammy Award-winning album that was produced by Johnny Winter of the same name. Here's Muddy Waters. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
friend. That shoot tombstone full of wine balls and chain. I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fight. Cause I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. All you pretty little chicks with your curly hair, I know you feel like I ain't no way. But stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. I feel so good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. I'm ready, ready as anybody. I am ready for you, I hope.
Do you ever have that moment where you invite your friend over and you say, hey, we're going to go out, meet me at this time, and they're a little over-enthusiastic and they show up early? That's how this song was written. Somebody who, actually the harmonica player for this track, showed up to Muddy's house early, like a day early with a suitcase before they were supposed to do something. And the guy, Muddy, says, hey, you're not supposed to be here till tomorrow. He says, well, I'm here now and ready to go, ready as anybody can be. And Muddy turned to Willie Dixon, and that became the song. I am Nakia, and you are listening to My KUTX. It is all blues tonight right here on KUTX as we explore the different songs and artists that inspired me to create and record my new record, Blues Grifter. This next tune by Howlin' Wolf contains something that is very popular to do in the blues, and that is double entendre. This is Chocolate Drop.
Lord, I got a woman here, boy. She really chocolate drop. I'm gonna tell you about this woman. The difference in these women I got. Got a brown skin woman, she called her the chocolate drop. I got a brown skin woman, they called her the chocolate drop. The way she love you, oh Lord, it just won't stop. Woman, sweet as she can be. I got a bright woman, sweet as she can be. don't want no black woman to lay a hand on me. Blow your horn, Gabe. Got a woman, she got long black curly hair. I'm got a woman, she got long black curly hair. I swear she's sweet to me, but her family don't want me down.
Chocolate Drop from Howlin' Wolf. That tune was one of the very first songs that I sat down with producer Mac McNabb to go over. Basically, we just like met up one day and started going through old Chess records, Stax records, Cobra records, and really trying to decide, like, you know, what we wanted to play as a band. This is long before we really were going to make a record at all. I just really wanted to stop doing what I was doing and focus on the blues for a while. And this next song was one of those as well. Ain't That Loving You Baby from Jimmy Reed. This was a top 10 hit in 1956. Jimmy says he wrote it because he was on his way to a gig in Mississippi and his engine threw a rod. He had to get his money wired from his record label in Chicago. The mechanic the next day changed the rod out on his engine for $32. And as he was lamenting to his driver and his, you know, his tour buddy that was on the road with, about, man, really wish we could hurry up and get back to my baby. And the guy said, yeah, man, I'd do anything to get back to my baby. I might rob or kill or steal from somebody just to get back to my baby. And here we go. Ain't That Loving You, Baby.
To get back home to you. I ain't that loving you, baby. I ain't that loving you, baby. I ain't that loving you, baby. But you don't even know my name. Let me tell you, baby, don't sound like it's true. They could drop me in the ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl home to you.
Well, my name is Nakia, and this is my KUTX. I'm here today to play you a lot of songs that inspired me to record my new album, Blues Grifter. And I'm actually going to be back here in the KUTX studios on Tuesday with John Ailey in Studio 1A. Me and the Blues Grifters will be right here performing live on the air, so make sure you keep it tuned in. That song that we just heard was Ain't That Loving You Baby by Jimmy Reed, and it was one of the first songs that I actually recorded for Blues Grifter over 7 years ago when we started this project. And we'll talk more about how we got from 7 years ago to today. But first, let's hear Syl Johnson's take on the Roosevelt Sykes tune, Drivin' Wheel. You know, a drivin' wheel is a part of the engine of a train that makes it run. And that's kind of what this song's about, but I don't think so.
Your steak, potatoes, and cheese.
Great, now I'm hungry. Steak, potatoes, and cheese. Sounds like pretty much my diet right now. We've been playing a lot of shows out of town leading up to our homecoming, which is going to be this weekend at Saxon Pub. Really excited about our album release. And we'll be at Waterloo Records on Friday. Jody Denberg will be hosting as KUTX presents my free Waterloo In Store at 5 o'clock on Friday. Freddie King is easily considered one of the best blues guitarists of all time. And this next song, which has some screaming Texas meets West Side Chicago blues guitar playing, was originally written by Elmore James. If you look back a little bit further, there's some other folks who say that it was also written by this guy, and you find that a lot in the blues. But most people, modern music, who are covering it are covering the Elmore James version, and that's what we're hearing right here. And we covered this song for the record. This is Look on Yonder Wall.
One, two, three!
Thank you.
All right, indeed. I feel like I'm in the room with those guys. And that's how we felt the first time I heard that song, sitting in Mac McNabb's studio. And I looked at Mac and I was like, oh man, we got to cover this song. I had never heard it before, you know. I don't say this a lot because Mac is a pretty humble guy, but I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you about the blues if it weren't for my best friend and guitar player and producer, Mac McNabb, who really worked his tail off on this record. Our version of Yonder Wall is the first track on the new album called Blues Grifter, out this Friday. This next song is by Johnny Taylor. And when we perform it live, I like to remind people, this is what could happen to you if you screw up in your relationship, make somebody mad, and forget to say, I'm sorry. This tune was also co-written by Betty Crutcher, who co-wrote what would become Johnny Taylor's biggest hit, Who's Making Love, and it was produced by Al Jackson. This is Somebody's Sleeping in My Bed.
Somebody is sleeping in my bed. That's a bad thing to say, but it's the truth. Somebody, yeah, is sleeping in my bed. Oh yeah, yeah. No, I should have been there, but I was someplace else instead. Lord have mercy. Yes, it was. And this is what made it so bad. I had myself a real good woman to hear my every call. I acted a fool and left her for little or no reason at all. And now I can't get over losing her. And I know it was all my fault. She begged me to please.
Baby, please take me back. Oh, this song takes me back to the Saxon Pub when we first started playing this out live. We did a live recording there and shot some video and uploaded it to YouTube. And unbeknownst to me, a few weeks later, a casting agent began scouring the internet for singers all over the country, typing in things like best singer in Austin, blues singers, unique singers, etc. And they happened upon my YouTube version of that song. And they took that and they showed it to Mark Burnett, who then took that and three other videos they had found of three other singers, walked into the NBC offices and sold them their idea to bring The Voice from Holland to the United States. And about 2 months later, sent me an email and said, hey, we've already seen you. The producers love you. We'd love for you to come in and do a private audition to be on the show. I thought it was a joke, actually, because I get a lot of spam email as a musician offering me to sign up for this service or to audition for this thing. And my friend Dave McGill, at the time, I showed him the email at the bar, and he slid the phone back over to me, and I'll never forget, he looked me right in the eyes, and he said, "Girl, I think this is serious." And the next day, I was on the phone with a casting agent, and 2 months after that, I was walking out on stage in front of CeeLo Green, Blake Shelton, Christina Aguilera, and Adam Levine as part of the first season of The Voice. And I have Johnny Taylor to thank for that. So, pretty cool looping back around. That version of the song, again, was co-written by Betty Crutcher, and this next song we covered for the All ATX compilation, Lowdown Violet Crown, that came out in 2016. And when they called us up and asked us to cover it, I thought, gosh, man, that's a tough tune. You know, it's a kind of a prog rock, dirgy, weird time signature. And once again, Mac McNabb just looked at me and said, "But we can turn it into a Motown song." And here we go. So that's how we ended up covering Whipping Post. Here's the original version, written by Greg Allman in 69, not the 22-minute live version that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This song was written on an ironing board because he could not stop the flow of creativity. He didn't have a piece of paper. He just had an ironing board. And again, this is what Butch Trucks calls a lick in 11s. Whipping Post.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And this is my KUTX. I am Nakia. We are playing some of my favorite blues tunes tonight. Songs that have inspired me, moved me, continue to do so to this day as I was putting together my latest album, Blues Grifter. We are doing the album release party for that at Saxon Pub this coming Saturday night. Really hope you'll be there. This next tune was written by Bobby Rush and Martin Middlebrook. It came out in 1970. It is a swampy electric blues. I discovered this record doing what I love to do, which is just going through record stores and grabbing things off the shelf and playing them, things I've never heard of. There's a great record store at the north end of town that I love doing that. The guy just always writes like little great little captions on the outside of the singles to let you know, what kind of style it is. If it's a Texas soul stomper or a psychedelic swamp, you know, eruption, you know, these really good descriptions. And one day I came across this one and it said Swampy Electric Blues. This is Artie White. Give me some of yours and I'll give you some of mine.
My goodness,
It's been a while since I listened to the original version of that. And I have to tell you, every single time, as soon as the drums kind of kick into that song, I get goosebumps. I just love the production of that record. That is a true swampy blues. Man, this next tune was written by a friend of mine, actually. It was Barry Goldberg and his friend, longtime co-writing partner, Jerry Goffin. And Jerry, of course, was the former husband and songwriting team with Carole King. And they wrote and produced a record with Bobby Blue Bland called his California album. And this track was included. But as I was coming in today doing my research, I called up Barry to ask him who did this song first, because it's also very well known by Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight's version is kind of a funky psych declaration of independence almost, whereas Bobby's is more of a laid-back lament. But what Barry told me was Martha Reeves actually covered the song first. So here is I've Got to Use My Imagination, the Bobby Blue Bland version.
I really got to use my imagination to think of a good reason to keep on keeping on. I got to make the best of a bad situation. Ever since I woke up and found out you had gone, the darkness all around me, blocking out the sun. Old friends call me, but I don't talk to no one. Has found me, it just won't let me go. I go right on living. Why, I just don't know. Really got to use my imagination to think of a real. Keep on, keep on.
Well, we don't have to use our imagination to know how good that recording was. That, of course, was Bobby Blue Bland. And that was I've Got to Use My Imagination. And I am Nakia. This is my KUTX. I've been playing you a bunch of blues tunes that have inspired me to record my new album, Blues Grifter, which is out this Friday. KUTX will be presenting that Waterloo in-store at 5 o'clock, hosted by Jody Denberg. We'll also be in Studio 1A with John Ailey on Tuesday morning. And, of course, Saturday night, the big party at the Saxon Pub at 8 o'clock. The song I just played is the last song I covered for my new record. And we really didn't have room to put this song that I'm about to play you on the record because it's a little long. This is the live version of the Fenton Robinson classic, Somebody Loan Me a Dime. And if you enjoy this version of me performing with the Blues Grifters live, you can check this video out at kutx.org, where you can see our Studio 1A performance from 2016 of this tune. Thanks so much for having me. And don't forget, music wouldn't be what it is today if it weren't for the blues. And every musician is really just a grifter.
So long, but it's worth it. time I just didn't understand.
so much for being here tonight.